WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Google, a step closer to the end of a trial in which the Justice Department accuses the tech titan of monopolizing internet and tech markets.
In Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments in an antitrust trial involving Google, a judge to decide whether the tech giant's online advertising constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars to the company. A ruling is expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is ABC News. Just in time for Thanksgiving week travel, some airport service workers didn't show up at Charlotte Douglas International Airport on Monday.
Most of those workers did show up for work today. These are janitorial staff, people who push wheelchairs at the Charlotte Airport, and they are demanding higher wages. And today, some of them decided to walk off the job in protest. But I've just checked in with the airport and the airlines, and things are looking pretty smooth at the Charlotte Airport.
ABC Sam Sweeney. A New York City holdover from the pandemic is on the way out.
For thousands of New York City restaurants, they were a lifeline.
For the revenue for the restaurants and for just like more seating.
For some of the millions of New Yorkers who live in the city, they've become kind of a pain.
I think they probably create some hazard and they do take up a lot of parking spaces.
The dining shed set up because customers were afraid to eat inside during the pandemic must be removed by Friday, the city says. They can be put back up again in the spring, but with a lot more rules in place.
ABC Sherry Preston, Richard Cantu, ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WGBW.FM.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
In 1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring 3 touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number 8 out there? Did you see how many people he made a miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
In the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. I thought we got out of gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost 5 in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, Glickid Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually clearing in the overnight. Temperatures tumbling back into the lower 20s. West to northwest winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, though, sunny to mostly sunny. West wind still breezy in lower 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Tuesday's show, Kristen Ambos from Point Mortgage and Chris Leonard from the Press Times will join us.
And John Kirsch will also be in from the Golden House to talk about Giving Tuesday. Join us.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. White people are freaking out, right? I mean, this is what we saw in this last election, all the polling and everything else. Basically, white people convinced, that Donald Trump and Steve Bannon are right, that, you know, there's an international plot funded by Jewish people to replace white people with black people and brown people and replace Christianity with Islam and blah, 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 and cut off your kids' genitals at school, et cetera. I mean, it's just a bunch of wacky BS. But all that said, let's look at the actual numbers. This was an amazing study that was done by YouGov, the polling company, YOUGOV. It's, for example, they asked people, what percentage of Americans have a household income of over $1 million? It's less than 1%. It's basically 0%. It's 0.0 something percent. But Americans think 20% of us have an income of over $1 million. What percentage of Americans are transgender? That's 1%. There's roughly 15,000 transgender people in the military, for example, that Donald Trump wants to fire starting, in January. What's the estimated proportion? How many people, what do people think? People think 21% of us are transgender. Really? Excuse me. Like Nancy Mace is, pardon me, fighting against, some massive onslaught of trans people. No. What percentage of us have a household income of over $500,000 a year? It's actually 1%. Americans estimate it's 26%. What percentage of us are Muslims? Americans think it's 27% of us. No, it's 1% of us. Native Americans, they think it's 27% of us. It's 1% of us. Jewish, they think it's 30% of us. It's 2% of us. It just goes on. What percentage of Americans do they think are members of a union? Americans think 36% of us are members of a union. That was about what it was when Reagan came into office, but actually right now it's around 4%. What percentage of us are black? The actual number is 12%. And when you ask white people, they say it's 41%. No. Hispanic, it's 17%. People think it's 39%. 32% of us own guns. Average Americans think it's 54% of us. I mean, it just goes on from there. It's like this. There was a fascinating study that was published a week or so ago. I talked about it on the program, that pointed out that the people who had the lowest amount of information, in other words, the people who really didn't know what was going on in the world, who didn't follow the news, were by a large percentage the ones that were most likely to vote for Donald Trump. And the people who did follow the news, who did pay attention to what was going on in the country, were the ones who were most likely to vote for Kamala Harris. And we've been seeing this war on reality go on ever since the Reagan era, right? Reagan's excuse to drop the top tax rate from 74%, which was working just fine, by the way. We were paying down the national debt. We were reducing our debt. We had balanced budgets, you know, not always, but mostly all the way back to the end of the Great Depression, or certainly to the end of World War II. And, you know, things were going well. And then Reagan started this lie that if we just cut taxes on rich people, everybody else would get wealthier. Well, the truth is the exact opposite. When we cut taxes on rich people got massively wealthier. In fact, billionaire wealth in the United States just in the last couple of years, just since the pandemic, has almost doubled. It's gone from around $3.5 to around $7 trillion. And the wealth of average working Americans has been declining, or flatlined, basically since the 80s, since Reagan declared war on working class people. I mean, the CEO pay has gone up hundreds of percent, 700, 800, 900%, depending on whose numbers you're using, since the 80s. Average worker pay, maybe 14%, as I recall. Depends on the industry. And, you know, we're talking inflation adjusted here. So we've been living in this information kind of vacuum, or actually not even a vacuum. It's just we've been being gaslit by Republicans and so-called conservatives ever since the 80s in a really big way. I mean, Republicans are still claiming that if you cut taxes, it increases prosperity. Yet every single time a Republican president cuts taxes, what do we get immediately thereafter? A recession. And now Trump wants to cut government spending. He says he's going after fraud and waste, right? Well, Trump four years ago said he had taken care of fraud and waste. And George W. Bush before that said he had taken care of fraud and waste. And George Herbert Walker Bush and Ronald Reagan before that, oh yeah, we got rid of all the fraud and waste. Basically, that was code for let's fire federal employees who have civil service protections and get good pay and have a decent retirement and are members of a union, and replace them with non-unionized, hourly paid, at crap wages with no benefits, employees from subcontractors. And then the subcontractors are able to skim 10 or 20% off the top and use some of that money as campaign contributions for Republicans. Because five corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that bribing politicians is perfectly legal. Welcome to oligarchy in America. Remember the old quote from Louis Brandeis, the Supreme Court justice? He said, you can have great wealth or you can have democracy. Americans must make a choice. You can't have both. And here we are. We have great wealth. And our democracy is shrinking. And it's shrinking in large part because people are believing stuff that just isn't true. Joe Rogan, on his podcast this week, or apparently last week, last week. He basically said to Joe Biden, you people are about to start World War III. He's all upset because Biden told Zelensky he could use American weapons inside Russia to stop the supply trains and the bombs that are coming toward Biden. He said he pointed his finger at Biden and said, maybe that would be a good thing we would like to avoid from a dying former president. Right. So Vladimir Klitschko, who is the Ukrainian former world heavyweight champion and whose brother is the mayor of Kyiv, went to X and posted this. He said, Joe Rogan, I listened to your latest podcast. I'm sending you this video to let you know that I disagree. You talk about these American weapons being sent to Ukraine, which you believe will lead to the Third World War. So let me tell you, you're repeating Russian propaganda. Putin's Russia is in trouble. So they want to scare you and people like you. His war was supposed to last 3 years. It has lasted three days. It has lasted 3 years thanks to the heroism and sacrifice of us Ukrainians. Putin's Russia wants to destroy Ukraine quietly. They want America to stay quiet. That's not great. A great America is not an America that abandons countries that defend freedom with their lives. So the Joe Rogan podcast says, does this make any sense to anyone or just an attempt to get on the podcast? Yeah, right. The level of misinformation and disinformation, the number of things that people believe that are just simply not true is just truly amazing. In the meantime, the new incoming the border czar, Tom Holman, says that if your state doesn't cooperate with their mass deportation plans, they're going to cut off federal funding. What does that mean? I'll tell you that after the break. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. CB Distillery is having a massive Black Friday sale. Save up to 60% off their entire site with the promo code VIP. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for pretty much everything. Stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus. All made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. And it's the perfect gift for those on your list who have everything. Stuff their stockings with better sleep and treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise and grab a little holiday calm for yourself. My favorites are the CBD and THC gummies for sleep. They really work. And right now you can save up to 60% during CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all your shopping done. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP for up to 60% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient instead of meat, that might raise a red flag for you, right? Well, big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. They fractionate it. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love the taste. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
The autumn breeze begins to show, but more than harvest, more than feast, we're thankful for the fight that won't cease, for every voice that won't back down, for hands that build, for love unbound. We gather here with hearts so true, give our thanks for me and you. So let's raise a glass to those who care, who stand for justice, who truly dare. Through troubled times,
happy Thanksgiving. I hope you have a very nice holiday. 22 minutes past the hour. Hang on just a second, Skip. I was just going to put you on the air, but I've got to do one quick story here, and then I'll grab you. Tom Holman, the incoming border czar, Donald Trump's incoming border czar. He was the acting director of ICE before, you know, Customs and Immigration and Customs Enforcement. He has said that they're going to end federal funding to states that refuse to go along. They refuse to, for example, turn their state police over to ICE because, you know, ICE does not have the authority actually to arrest people in much of America. So what is federal funding? Well, Medicaid is the largest single federal grant to states, so those states could lose their Medicaid funding. Transportation grants are number two, highways, bridges, public transit. Education grants, the Department of Education, this is the third largest source of federal funding. Social services like TANF, Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, Child Care Development. Community Development Block Grants are number five. These funds are used for community development projects. Number six, Environmental Protection Grants. Number seven, Disaster Relief Funds. Number eight, Public Safety Grants. Pretty straightforward stuff, helping your police departments and whatnot. Number 10, Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act Funds. Building our infrastructure all over the country. Number 11, income security grants like unemployment insurance, housing assistance. And number 12, job training and employment services grants. They help provide job training programs
to enhance employment opportunities. So this is what Tom Holman says they're going to cut if the states, if blue states don't go along with Trump on trying to deport undocumented people in the country. It's going to get wild. It's going to get real wild. Skip in Morris County, New Jersey. Hey, Skip, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Let me take you off speaker. What's on my mind today, sir, is the symbolization and messaging for the resistance. You know, I mean, the MAGAs have their little red hats. I think we should have something. And I came up with this. I started it during the campaign. I go down to my bank. I get a sleeve of $2 bills, the Thomas Jefferson $2 bills. And when I put, you know, a tip jar or mom and pop store where I use cash, you know, I use $2. And I've got a couple of my friends doing it there. Oh, and of course, it drives our bank guy crazy because now they're wondering, why does this bank have all these $2 bills? Mm-hmm. But it might be a movement.
Interesting. So
what do you think?
As a way of, because Jefferson was the founder of the Democratic Party, you mean?
Yeah, I think he sort of represents democracy as much as any of the founders. And sure. It's a very unused bill. And if we start seeing them out there, people will start, you know, like the whole Alice's restaurant thing.
I don't know.
It's a few people doing it.
It's an interesting theory. I didn't know that you could even go into a bank and ask for $2 bills anymore. It's been a long time since I've seen one.
Yeah, neither did I. And when I went in there, my bank happened to have a client that liked them, so they have them. And I said, well, give me a sleeve of them.
Really?
And I've been using them, and a couple
so
of my friends are
of
using
them.
So
a sleeve of them. That's what, 100 of them, $200 worth of $2 bills?
That would be $200.
$200, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
And it sort of works with the inflation, you know. $1 tips aren't quite enough. $5, maybe a little much, but, yeah. You know.
Yeah, I think, you know, for traveling and things like that might be a great idea. It hadn't occurred to me before. Because you're right. Interesting. Skip, thank you. That was fascinating. Good luck. Good luck with that. It's 27 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your calls here on the other side of the break. What's on your mind today? Just a reminder, in a half hour, Congressman Ro Khanna will be with us for the full hour taking your calls. So we'll be back. Stick around.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And yes, Louise is writing Thanksgiving songs. Be right back.
So many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy. It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild caught, ultra crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Google, a step closer to the end of a trial in which the Justice Department accuses the tech titan of monopolizing internet and tech markets.
In Alexandria, Virginia, closing arguments in an antitrust trial involving Google, a judge to decide whether the tech giant's online advertising constitutes an illegal monopoly. The Justice Department and the coalition of states have said that Google should be forced to sell off its ad technology business. It is worth tens of billions of dollars to the company. A ruling is expected by the end of the year. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Tariff talk from President-elect Trump. He took to social media to announce he'll impose by executive order a 25% tariff on all products coming into the U.S. from China, Mexico, and Canada on January 20th. Walmart, the latest major corporation to bow to pressure from right-wing activists, rolling back its DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. This is ABC.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. It's been a long road for the live-action version of Snow White, but there is now a release date in sight. The Disney flick has been in development since 2016 and was supposed to be released in 2024. Greta Gerwig wrote the script for the film, which stars Rachel Zegler and Gal Gadot. Snow White will hit theaters March 21st of 2025. Hollywood is full of crazy stories, and actor Josh Brolin has a doozy he shared in his new memoir, From Under the Truck. Brolin tells the story of when he met acting legend Marlon Brando. Brolin attended a dinner at his stepmother Barbara Streisand's house, along with John Travolta and Kelly Preston. Brolin recalled that Brando showed up with a bleeding leg because he stopped to pull someone from a mudslide on the way to the party. Travolta, a well-known Scientologist, noticed and told Brando he had just gotten to the next level as a Scientologist and said he could heal him. Brolin recalled watching Danny Zuko heal the Godfather, one of the most surreal of his life. It was surreal just reading that. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Well, Glickin' Weekend's box office haul turned out to be no match for that of Barbenheimer's, but it was still impressive and helped the holiday box office get off to a great start. As expected, Wicked landed in the top spot with a take of $114 million, more than doubling Gladiator 2's haul of $56 million at the gate. Gladiator 2, directed by Ridley Scott and starring Paul Mescal, Connie Nielsen, Denzel Washington, and Pedro Pascal, was never expected to be the top dog, as it was always Oppenheimer to Wicked's Barbie. Wicked slightly exceeded expectations with its box office haul, whereas Gladiator 2 came in just under its expectations. This is becoming a trend in Hollywood where two films coming out at the same time were not necessarily competing against each other, but help each other create a social media phenomenon. Landing in third place in week two of its release was Red One with $13 million. Rounding out the top five were Bonhoeffer, Pastor Spy Assassin, and the resilient Venom, The Last Dance, which came in fifth place with $4 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Skies gradually clearing in the overnight. Temperatures tumbling back into the lower 20s. West to northwest winds gusting around 30 miles per hour. On Tuesday, though, sunny to mostly sunny. West winds still breezy in lower 30s. Currently 35 degrees.
From the lakeshore to Lake Winnebago.
Door to Fond du Lac counties.
Northeast Wisconsin is special for many different reasons. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. Family and fun.
Safe communities and friends. We're featuring all of it as part of New Wisco Weekend, a news magazine show just for you, and highlighting what makes the Fox Valley and Green Bay area a great place to live.
Join us.
New Wisco Weekend, Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS and the Civic Media app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, a professor emeritus of democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life. The
way sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will be talking about tariffs and the languishing farm bill with Hans Breitenmoser, and we'll wrap it all up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. I hope you'll join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Yourself. My favorite product among them all are, actually they've got several of them, are the sleep products that they offer. They're just great. And right now you can save up to 60% during CBD's Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all your shopping done. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP for up to 60% off. It's cbdistillery.com, code VIP. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com.
Nixon made the call in the dead of night. Sabotaged the peace to secure his fight. Watergate broke, but the lies were deep. That's how the GOP started to cheat. Reagan's deal with the Ayatollah's hand kept the hostages to win the land. Behind closed doors, they struck their deals. For power and greed, they turned the wheels. The GOP is a list of path to power. Breaking laws, hour by hour. From Nixon's games to Trump's big lie. They'll do anything just to climb high. Cheat the system, rig the vote. Leave democracy barely afloat. Seize the hour. The GOP's illicit path to power. Pushing Florida in his sights. Hanging Chad's turned into a fight. The court stepped in.
Welcome back. 36 minutes past the hour. Claire in Chicago. Hey, Claire, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hi. I was calling. Can you hear me?
Just fine.
Oh, great. Hey, I was calling because I listen to various podcasts, yours mostly. I love your show.
Thank you.
I listened to Lights On with Jessica Denson, and she had guest Duncan Buell, the security expert, on. Mm-hmm. And have you had him on your show, or are you planning to have Duncan Buell on your show to discuss?
I am not familiar with him.
Okay, he's an election data. He's been following data breaches.
Mm-hmm.
He's connected with the website freespeechforpeople.org. But anyway, they had a discussion on, I believe it was yesterday, going about the breaches and things that don't match up. And they don't understand why the media is not talking about it. And I just wanted to know if, I know you had Stephen Spoonerton?
Stephen Spoonermore. Yeah.
Stephen Spoonermore.
Yeah, he was on the program last Monday, a week ago today.
Yeah, I watched. Yeah, I saw that. But this Duncan Buell is an associate of his.
Mm-hmm.
And he was one of the signatories on that letter that went to Kamala Harris that they need to investigate. And I just wondered what your take is on that and if you plan to have more guests on. I mean, we're running out of time if we're going to do this.
We've already run out of time. I think it's past. There's no possibility at this point that the election is going to be reversed or, you know, any serious challenge to it. The challenge now is going to be, if something wrong happened, to try to make sure that it doesn't happen again. And the big concern, my big concern, is that we know that a number of these voting machines in 2020 were basically stolen, and their software was released into the wild. And, you know, Elon Musk then tweets, you know, anything can be hacked. And, you know, there's concerns that, in particular, the tabulators might have been hacked. But I have yet to see any convincing evidence of it, Claire. I hear these assertions, but I have not seen the actual evidence, and that worries me. I don't want to go down a conspiracy rabbit hole here. Spoonermore is usually pretty solid.
Just because we're wanting to do something about it doesn't make us conspiracy theorists.
Correct.
It's so different. It's just like we're not supposed to. I mean, my belief is this isn't right.
No, I express my concerns and my doubts. I have some very, I'm very concerned about it. I just don't know where to look. I would love to see Stephen Spoonmore's evidence that there were all these bullet ballots in Arizona and Nevada and not anywhere else. I have not seen that evidence.
Duncan Buell, if you check him out, he have him as a guest. He's a data expert, and he's one of the signatories on that letter with Brown University. All of the respected people in data who's telling her we need to look into this. And I don't think we're out of time, actually. I think we're close, but I don't think it's too late. I believe that's what they said.
I will look into it, Claire. I'll look into it. Thank you very much for the call. Chris in Kokomo, Indiana. Hey, Chris, what's up?
Yeah, Tom, you had said something about cows were eating chicken crap and that chickens in a third cage down don't get through food. You're so far off the base.
You can look it up.
I kind of wonder what else you're so far off base on. I can look it up. I'm a farmer. I could take you to 10 chicken houses right now and show you that's not the case.
Well, it's probably not the case in most places, but it certainly has been the case in the past.
Well, then why would you speculate? Why would you speculate and act
like that? Well, it's not speculation, Chris. You can look up the fact that they're feeding cows chicken feathers and feces. You can look it up.
No, they're not, Tom. I'm in the industry. It makes a guy wonder how much stuff you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, Chris, apparently you're not running a factory farm.
Oh, I can take you to 10 of them within 15 miles of here if you want to come. Okay. We'll go right now.
All right. Hang on just a second. While we're talking, let me just do what I'm assuming you did, but cows fed chicken.
I don't have to do that, Tom. It doesn't happen.
Feathers. Okay. A University of Nebraska Medical Center. Some experts worry that chicken litter being fed to cows contains traces of the bird flu virus. Forbes magazine, May 1st, 2024. Bird flu outbreaks have affected 34 dairy cow herds across the 9 states, causing some to question whether the use of contaminated poultry feces and feathers fed to cows is a good idea. That's Forbes magazine. Alabama Cooperative Extension Service feeding broiler litter to beef cattle. Broiler litter is a good source of supplemental protein, energy, and minerals, especially for brood cows and stock or cattle. Mother Jones, we feed cows chicken poop. This is from 2013. That's an old one. The other ones that I all read to you were all from the last year. Chicory Hill Farm feeding chicken manure to cows. Quote, cattle are being fed chicken poop, feathers, and even dead chickens. It's perfectly legal. It's a common practice in factory farming. Los Angeles Times. April 18th, 2024. The headline, avian flu outbreak raises a disturbing question. Is our food contaminated? Poultry litter consists of manure, feathers, spilled feed, and chicken litter cannot be fed to lactating cows under California law. Chris, look it up. Don't take my word for it. Look it up. I just read you the first 10 entries that came up on a Google search. You can do that.
It's baloney, Tom. It's baloney.
Do you know how to use a computer, Chris?
Tom, I can take you to the farms and show you.
I am so happy to hear that in Kokomo, Indiana, you got farms that are not doing this, because I think it's crazy. But I'm telling you, it's happening out there. And there's concern that it might be something that will lead to bird flu. And a number of the people who have gotten bird flu from animals have gotten them from cows. And in every single case, and again, you can look this up too, in every single case, those cows were eating what's called chicken litter. So there you go. Chris, I got to move along. I appreciate the call, though. Pat in San Diego. Hey, Pat, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Tom. I was just talking to my son in Seattle, and he's, of course, upset about the election and that he can't survive in Seattle on $80,000 a year. But he mentioned that in the last few weeks, he's been more depressed, and it reminded me of your time in Detroit. And I was unable to find that article. Can you help me guide me to that about your light booth and all that?
I'm not sure that it's been a long time since I wrote about that. When I lived in Michigan, I noticed that every winter I was getting depressed, not suicidal, but just feeling down. And that was in the 70s. That was in the early 70s. And Louise and I were living in this old house in Okemos, and I built a light box out of 2x4s, I put some fluorescent bulbs in it and put a lens over the front of it, and I just sat in front of it every morning for about 25 minutes. And it resolved my depression symptoms. And, you know, now for the last, I don't know, 15, 20 years, I've got lights in the studio that are on. So for 3 hours every morning, I'm sitting here with a lot of light in my face. And I haven't experienced any of that seasonal depression since. But it's a common thing. It's called seasonal affective disorder, SAD. And you can look it up. And there are companies, you can buy them on Amazon. I mean, you know, there's companies that sell light boxes specifically to treat seasonal affective disorder. And you just, you know, the other thing that Louise and I do is, you know, you can buy these. The one that we got was Philips Hue, but you can buy these things that will remotely control the lights in your house, you know. And I've got a light. We have lights on the end tables on either side of our bed in the bedroom. And at 5:30 in the morning, those lights come on, even though it's dark outside until 7 o'clock now here in Portland. But those lights come on and they come on bright, and that's what wakes us up. And it's a great, not only is it a great way to wake up, it's nonviolent. You know, it's not like, you know, having an alarm go off, which makes you jump, oh, my God. You know, it's a gentle way of waking up, number one. But number two, I think that probably has a positive effect, too. And again, you can buy lights, you know, alarm clocks that have lights built into them that are designed to shine right on your face as you're sleeping to wake you up with the light rather than a sound. Sometimes you can combine the sound with music, so... the technology is out there, Pat. It's easy to find. And
going from San Diego to Seattle probably exacerbated that.
One more thing.
How many people do you think didn't vote because they were concerned about civil war if Trump didn't win?
I doubt that was an influence on many people at all, Pat. I think most people who didn't vote either because they thought Kamala had it in the bag or because they they just didn't know the great accomplishments of the Biden administration. Pat, I got to run. Thanks for the call. 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. Okay, dog parents, listen to how sneaky this is. When you look at a dog food label and see ingredients like wheat and rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient rather than meat, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten, so it's easier to miss, and it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient when in reality, your dog's food could be packed with enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cotton Krispies, their wild-caught cotton skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. Hey, Tom Hartman here. Why sign up for my program's free daily newsletter over at tom.tv? Well, every morning you receive an email with a complete list of the topics we'll be covering on our weekday program. After the show's over, every afternoon, you'll get what I call Sue's Daily Stack that gives you hot links to every single story and information source that we talked about during the show. Plus, every day while the show is live, you can watch it at tom.tv without cost. That podcast of the show, a complete library of every subject discussed on previous shows, a place to view it live, it's all at tom.tv. So why sign up to get all this at no cost? Because we want you to join us to help change the world for the better. Despair is not an option. Sign up now at tom.tv, that's THOM.tv, to get all the ammunition you need to win the water cooler wars. Tom.tv, tag, you're it. If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do.
bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, CAPTERRA.com. Capterra.com.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
CB Distillery is having a massive Black Friday sale this week. Save up to 60% off their entire site with the promo code VIP. If holiday chaos has you stressed out and sleepless, bring back the merry and bright with CBD from CB Distillery. They have natural solutions for pretty much everything: stress, sleep, post-workout pain, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. And it's a perfect gift for those on your list who, you know, those people who have everything. Stuff their stockings with better sleep and treat your gym buddies to less pain after exercise. And grab a little holiday calm for yourself. I love their sleep products. They're just spectacular. And right now, you can save up to 60% during CB Distillery's Black Friday sale. It's the perfect time to stock up and get all your shopping done. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP for up to 60% off. That's CBDistillery.com, and the code is VIP to get 60% off pretty much everything on the site. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. CBDistillery.com. The code is Tom. Excuse me, the code is VIP.
A kind embrace, a gentle smile can turn the bitter into worthwhile. Forgiveness flows like autumn rain, washing away the hurt and pain. At Thanksgiving, they start anew, with hearts united, strong and true. This Thanksgiving, we choose to mend, to find the strength to love again. With gratitude, we'll light the way. This Thanksgiving, let peace stay. The table's set, the candles glow, a gentle peace begins to show. The year's been hard, but here we stand with open hearts and open hands.
8 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Pretty good? Okay. Hey, you know, you had a caller last week that mentioned the Vemork power plant in Norway during, you know, the Nazi occupation of Norway. And you questioned him about his age. He said he was like 5 or 6 at the time. I thought that was remarkable.
He was in his 90s. Yeah.
Yeah. And he, I mean, you know, of course you would question anybody about their age that says they can recall those events. But his point was, you know, he can't believe that Americans can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
And this is the problem I'm having, Tom. Look, they were talking about Tulsi Gabbard nomination, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there was an African-American guy, and he said that African-Americans get caught up in the Quiet Diet program and other programs routinely. It's no big deal. And then he said Tulsi Gabbard doesn't want to do so much domestic surveillance. And then he went on to say maybe Russia does have a point with the expansion of NATO. what we know is all that is not true. Right? Tulsi Gabbard and, frankly, Hegseth, they come from this generation that fought alongside me in Iraq and Afghanistan, and I saw it in 2007. What happened is they have either real or perceived feelings of failure in Iraq and Afghanistan. And what they started doing is rebelling by believing in this utopian 1950s where everybody knew their place, et cetera, et cetera. And here's the point, Tom. They actually prospered from it.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, Dave. Your phone is breaking up. Try saying that again. Here's the bottom line.
Yeah, the bottom line is there is a generational gap. I mean, they don't. This is why these generals that promoted Tulsi Gabbard and Pete Hegseth, they sort of vaguely remember the 1950s, and they know that this utopia doesn't exist.
Right.
And frankly, that's my point about I want to make a point about blue states separating. I get it. People want to separate because maybe they have a child or a loved one that's at risk from these Republicans.
Yeah.
I get it that you say it's constitutionally not viable. I respect all that. But, Tom, I'm coming from somewhere else. I almost believe if we ever want to see the American dream manifest, that it would have to be some sort of secession.
Blue state secession.
In a utopian.
I get it.
I see it in a utopian way.
I get it, Dave. And it's a big conversation for another time, but your point is well made. Thank you very much. Roosevelt in Chicago. Hey, Roosevelt, thanks for listening. What's up?
Hello, Tom. How you doing, man?
Fine, thank you.
I was listening to the guy from Kokomo, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And he was talking about how he could walk outside his house and go to farms and see that wasn't happening. Mm-hmm. Now, that may be true if those are family farms. Family farms wouldn't do that.
Right.
But I would suggest to everyone, if you really want to know what 95% of the meat processed in this country, what it goes through, there's a book called Eating Animals. I forgot the author's name, but it's called Eating Animals, and it'll tell you about them factory farms, and they are much worse than what you even cited.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you could just Google factory farms, and you find these videos, you know, that are taken inside them surreptitiously. It's pretty amazing. You're right, Roosevelt. It's pretty brutal.
So, what I wanted to talk about, the subject I call about is democracy. You ever heard of an author by the name of Barbara Walters?
Yeah, I have.
She wrote a book called How Civil War Started and How to Stop Them.
Yeah, I've read the book. In fact, I wrote an article about it.
In the book, a professor from, I think it was the University of Nebraska, mm-hmm. gave a polity index score for democracy and autocracy, and anocracy was in the middle.
Yeah, and we're in bad shape. Roosevelt, I'm sorry I'm out of time, but it's an excellent book. I agree with you. I just read it a couple weeks ago, actually, or maybe a month or two ago. Thank you, Roosevelt. We'll be right back with Congressman Ro Khanna.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text THOM to 511-511. Text THOM to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can...
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Al Petrelli, Milwaukee film critic Matt Miller joins the show, and filmmaker Emmett Lavorty. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8. The Todd Alba Show.
Zomers, are you a Netflix and chill guy?
Do you know what Netflix and chill means?
I thought it just meant watch something on Netflix together.
You say that's what you're going to do, but you're really having them over there for sex.
This is why nobody wants to come to my place anymore. I say, hey, you want to come over and have Netflix and chill? People keep saying, well, no, I don't think so. I'll take it back. And I just thought they were being rude.
I do have Netflix, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.